Hello, I decided to redo that audio, so here it is again, and basically covering the same things, but first of all, the picture on there is of Walter and myself as we went running yesterday. We're doing that about once a week. Walter is a young man that has that very, very complicated situation with the separation. He cannot be with his two girls, and there's a big legal thing going on there, and he's waiting it out and trusting the Lord, and we're praying for him. In fact, actually, I'm going to put up a note here to send you a picture. We had a special prayer time for him the other day at church on the Friday fellowship. And I'd like to remember to do that, to put that up for you anyway. Anyway, we're praying for him, and he really needs it. He's having a remarkable testimony, but it's a very, very difficult time for him. Meanwhile, the Dodgins have the girls. They can't see him. The Dodgins can't even be with him. And yeah, it's a mess. So pray for Walter. And we had great services and a good crowd on Sunday, and all the different ministries going well there, the training of leadership. I've got a young couple, Julio and Yvette, and I'm making a note here again, who are taking over this welcoming visitors who come for the first time, and we'll be giving them some literature, a package of literature with the gospel and a little gift and so forth. So I'm excited to see them getting involved in that. And so that's the one thing. Let me see. I'm looking at my list. It's backwards here because I already checked it before. We have an upcoming wedding with Edwin and Ruth. You know some about that. I had another session with them yesterday. We've had about 20 sessions already just preparing for their marriage and wedding. And they were just a fantastic young couple, faithful in church and just love the Lord, which is so good to have. Then I have a conversation with a young man. I don't know if this week or not. His name is Yon, Y-O-N. I'd appreciate your prayers. As I meet with him, he's not saved. Interested in one of our young ladies. There's a big thing there. And anyway, I need to figure out if he's really interested in God or in the girl. I have my thoughts on that. But at any rate, it's a delicate situation. And basically want to give him the gospel again and would love to see him truly seek God and the truth first, as most important thing. So we start our workers' retreat today. People are coming, driving in, arriving this afternoon. We have over 30 people coming in, and with us it'll make close to 50 by the time everybody's there at the farmhouse. Go from now until Saturday morning. Very intense. I probably will share some things along the way, but it's going to be pretty busy for us for the next 4 days. Meanwhile, we have a young missionary kid here, David Chelichenko. He's an MK from France. He's been to two of our missionary team retreats right before COVID, and he's here for about a week to help us out on anything we need. So he'll be doing a lot of work, grounds work, and also joining in on anything he wants to in the retreat. He's learning Spanish, and so he's looking forward to practicing his Spanish and getting some work done along the way as well. So we're excited to have him. He'll show up in a couple of the pictures afterwards or video. And then MTR plans are going forward. I received an email this week from a former MT who's I think he's on staff at a church, wants to help. They want to help somehow financially, some of the MKs or the retreat or in one way or another. So just asking for information. And so that's wonderful to have former MKs interested in helping out as generations of MKs come behind them to the retreat. I got a call yesterday and some texting from the head of Forestry and Lands. They're sending the first big machine in today, a big Traco, as I gather. And they're going to start the work on the landslide reparations, which is huge, because I was beginning to wonder if they were even going to get to it this year. So they are starting. That is huge. I can't wait. That's also going to provide tremendous entertainment for for us at the retreat for the kids and so forth. We don't know where we're going to put everybody everybody's car as they come in today. I've got a plan. We're going to tuck them away in little corners here and there along the road and up behind the farmhouse because there's no parking lot. I don't know how long it'll take them to get to that part. At first, they're going to go up to the top where the landslide started and correct the issue for the waters and make a huge canal to handle any water that ever comes down again, maybe, so that it doesn't happen again. So, okay, I'm going to let it go at that, a little shorter this time, and I'll send you a video and the picture of our prayers for Walter. We had a wonderful prayer service for him. Even some of the little children were praying and asking God to help Walter and to bring this whole thing to a good conclusion. He gave his girls back. Okay, thank you very much. Oh, if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to ask. I would love to address anything that may not be clear or just questions you might have. So don't hesitate to write and ask me about those. Okay, God bless you. Goodbye.